Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Cow. Hello, everybody. Wow. Good to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Todd Stearns, your voice of hope and truth across this great nation. So, sorry, we have been heavily fortifying the studio bunker just in case the Mexicans show up. You know, they've been marching all over the America. Last night, we had all of these protests break out. Seattle, you had Atlanta. They were burning down a chicken joint in Atlanta, Georgia. Who does that? Who does that, ladies and gentlemen? New York City clashing with police. Let me say something about the NYPD. You don't want to mess with those people because the NYPD will knock the ever-loving bejesus out of you. I'm just telling you, the NYPD, they don't mess around. You know, the LAPD, they've got some issues. All that to say, I mean, the Denver, Colorado, Charlotte, North Carolina. And by the way, we understand over the weekend, this coming weekend, and we're going to get into more of this in just a little while, but there will be protests. There are protests scheduled in major cities, medium-sized cities, and smaller cities across the nation. And I'm just telling you, be careful out there, folks, because there are a lot of unhinged lunatics out there running around. I want you to write down our telephone number, and that number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio for you, and then we'll get into the gist of what we're going to be talking about today. The ladies and gentlemen, overwhelming number of Americans support President Trump and what he is trying to do with the deportation of the illegals. Cut number four.
A recent CBS YouGov poll found that 54% of Americans support the administration's deportation of illegal immigrants in the United States. Is the Democratic Party in any way out of touch with voters on this issue?
If you really start digging into the polling, it shows that it's who, when you start pointing out who it is, right, that if it's a mom that's been here, that's sought asylum, that's gone through the process, that it's children, then all of a sudden they don't support the deportation of those individuals. Donald Trump sold it as going after criminals, but they're going to Home Depots and car washes and restaurants. I don't know how many MS-13 members are working at car washes, Home Depots, and restaurants. So, and that's why you see the backlash of, like, the individual who was detained that was a restaurant worker in a red state, in a red city, and then all of a sudden her community came forward to help advocate for her. So I think that the Democrats understand that it's not about all immigrants. It's that how Donald Trump's trying to portray immigrants.
So there you go. 54%, ladies and gentlemen, 54% of Americans support the administration's deportation of illegals. And I'm telling you right now, the Democrat Party, they're out of touch here, and they don't care. They don't care because the Democrats are controlled by the radical progressive wing of the party. But here's what you need to understand moving forward and what's really going on here, because I'm not sure that even the lunatic liberals really want to understand or come to terms with what is happening. This goes back to Barack Hussein Obama's time in office, and his father was really a communist in his heart of hearts, and his father hated the colonizers, specifically the British. But the idea of the white man going anywhere and colonizing anything really set off the Obamas, the elder Obama. So that sort of thinking actually infected the brain of Barack Hussein Obama, and he really spent much of his life, his career as a community organizer. I mean, this guy, Barack Obama, before he became a senator, before he was elected, he was a professional agitator. His job was to go out there and rile up people. You folks in Memphis, Tennessee would probably know him as a Justin Pearson. He's that guy with the big power fro that's out there trying to shut down Elon Musk and all of the great things happening there. So these are very angry people. These are people that don't believe that the white man belongs in America. I mean, or the Asian man. They don't believe that you belong here. They believe that this country is illegitimate. And these are people that are leaders now within the Democrat Party. This is why they're hardliners. These are radical progressive hardliners, and they really do believe that we should never have been allowed to cross the big pond in the Mayflower and settle in America. They just don't believe we should have been able to do that. Now, there's something else going on here. And by the way, you're hearing this sort of language now being spewed by many of the people that are waving the Mexican flags out in Los Angeles. You heard from a Univision reporter who said, oh, yeah, they believe and we believe this is still our land. So the Mexicans basically want their property back. That's what's really going on here. And I think they could be somewhat successful unless Donald Trump is able to follow through and deport at the levels he needs to deport at. Now, let me stop here before we get into the heart of all of this. The Trump administration is doing a fine job. I would give, if I had to grade Donald Trump on the job he is doing, it's an A+. He's going above and beyond. I will say this, though. He is not deporting at a fast enough level. And let me explain why. So you've got Bill Clinton. He deported more illegals than any other American president in modern American history, maybe of all time. 14 million illegals were deported under Bill Clinton's regime. By the way, notice how the Democrats never complained about that. Nobody ever raised a stink about it. 14 million he deported. What was it, Barack Obama in the almost 10 million, I think. Don't hold me to that number. All that to say, right now, the Trump administration, they are boasting about deporting around 3,000 illegals a day. They're going to have to be deporting about 8,000 to 10,000 a day to be able to meet the levels that Barack Hussein Obama was deporting people at. All right, just want to throw that out there. So you do need a little bit of context because you're like, wow, 3,000, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's a great number, but we need to be deporting at a much higher level. And who knows, those levels may come. I'm not going to quibble with that right now. But anyway, the New York Times and the media, and I'm going to share this with you so you'll know when you hear it. They're trying to frame, they've lost the narrative, all right? They've lost the narrative. I want to explain what I mean by that. They've been working overtime to do crisis management for the throngs of illegals who are marching and turning our cities into war zones. Now, at first, they just flat out told you, these are peaceful protests. There's no violence. There's no anger. There's no frustration. There's just love. There's just love, loads and loads of lovin'. But it's hard to advance that narrative when you toss to the reporters out of the field, right? Because you've got the anchors, and they're just reading what's on the teleprompter, and they're saying, hello, America, don't believe anything Donald Trump is telling you. There's nothing but love and peace and joy happening in the streets of Los Angeles. Let's go live to Sally Goodhair in Los Angeles. And we go to Sally Goodhair, and Sally is getting hit in the head with rubber bullets. The news vans are on fire. They're burning. There's black smoke billowing. So it's sort of hard to advance that narrative when your live shots are literally right in the middle of a war zone. So then so the next thing they've decided to do, and you'll be able to pick up on this, all right? They finally acknowledged, okay, yeah, we get it. It's violent out there, but it's not the illegals. It's Antifa. Well, wait a second. Didn't the Democrats tell us that Antifa doesn't even exist, that Antifa is a made-up MAGA word? There's no such organization, no such people. Isn't that what they were telling us? So then they tried to tell us that, and I heard this in the CBS News reports, and I heard it on CNN last night, and there was another network I was watching. I was scanning the channels last night, seeing how they were covering all of this. And they said they were tiny. It happened in a tiny section of downtown Los Angeles. There's just a small, little minuscule, like a little hobbit protest, like a little munchkin protest. Mini-me's. Well, that flew out the window when the mob started shutting down major highways, and then they started looting all of these businesses. They looted a sushi bar, for crying out loud. Who does that? That's very odd. So anyway, the media seems to be befuddled by all of this, and they can't understand why the American people are siding with Trump. So why aren't the hardworking people of America defending the illegals? Well, I want to explain why. It has to do with those flags. And folks, hear me on this. It's for the Democrats, it's all about optics. It's all about messaging. That's what it's all about for them. And when you saw on the news, I just want you to think back for just a moment. When you saw those people marching and you saw them waving the Mexican flag from Mexico, what was your initial reaction? And we're going to open up the phone lines on this. What was your initial, there was some sort of an emotion you had when you saw those people and they were waving the Mexican flags, they were burning the American flags, and they were attacking police. What was your first emotional reaction to that? I'm going to tell you, I think people became enraged. And I think the media knows this because, and the reason I know that is because now the media is having to do, again, crisis management. Look, in Seattle last night, the mob was literally chanting death to America. Death to America. Let me explain something here. People are done. I think they're done with it. Now, there's no doubt that our borders have been breached and we've been occupied. Look, we've been talking about that for years. As a matter of fact, that has been an issue that got me in trouble back in the day when I was a talking head over at Fox News Channel. But back then, and this is interesting, so now they're starting to use another word that I used back in 2019. I said, not only had we been invaded, we have been occupied. There's an occupying force. Now, most lawmakers say there are about 20 million illegals living in America. I would say that number's probably north of 40 million. But let's take 40 million. Let's just say that 39 million of those illegals are decent people. They just wanted to escape, poverty. They wanted to come here and pick lettuce and find a good job and try to get their kids educated, and they should have come the legal way, but other than that, they're just decent folk. All right, let's just say 39 million of those are. That leaves 1 million very bad, dangerous young men of military age, and that's what I'm concerned about. That's a million man army, ladies and gentlemen, that is now on American soil. And they are causing mayhem, and murder and rape. They are pillaging and plundering all over the country. A lot of dangerous people walking around. So why are they here? Well, you got to go back to what we played this audio yesterday. You had the former Univision anchor on CNN saying, well, look, here's the deal. California was part of Mexico. All of Southwest America is Mexico. So I just want to throw this out there. We know why the Democrats want them here. The Democrats want them here to skew the census numbers so they can get congressional seats. By the way, you take the illegals out, you deport all the illegals. Are you ready for this one? Republicans pick up about 57 seats in the House of Representatives. Do you understand why what's going on here? But the Democrats are playing a dangerous game because here's what the Democrats did not factor in. What if Mexico has really, really been organizing all of this? What if it's Mexico that has basically sent a standing army of some 1 million young men to breach our borders for the purpose of taking back territory for Mexico? I mean, what if the whole reason they're here is a very simple reason? They want their country back. Maybe that's what this is all about. So I've got a lot to say. We've got a lot of audio to play here. But I do wonder if it's something as simple as that, that Mexico wants its property back, and they're going to take it. Now, I will say this. The rioting in Los Angeles, New York, you better wake up here, folks. You got to pay attention. Be smart. But let me say this. When millions of Mexican young men are waving the red, white, and green, and they're crossing our borders, you listen to me, they're not coming to chow down on the brisket at Bucky's. I think they're here to colonize. That's what I think is going on. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We have some great guests coming up. Liz Peek's going to be here. Congressman Van Orden's going to drop by, and also the Attorney General of the state of Florida. All right, we'll be right back. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Now, Mike is offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can even get the Queens, Kings, Split Kings, and Cal Kings. Any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Call 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS for the amazing offer of $49.98 on the Giza Dream Sheets, any size, any color. That number again, 1-800-839-8506, promo code STARNS. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Are you ready for this number here, folks? 40 points. That's how many points legal immigrants have swung towards the right. 40 points. Democrats have lost this issue. And the people that are impacted the most are, in fact, the people trying to come to this country the right way, the legal way. Let's go to Mary in North Carolina. Hi, Mary. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. I'm originally from Los Angeles. I grew up in downtown L.A. I know East L.A. I know downtown L.A. And this riot, I believe it's the anarchists. There's a big anarchy that's attacking all across, especially Europe and America and Mexico. I don't believe Mexico's trying to regain anything. I think they just want to be their own place like us.
So you don't think you don't think there's some effort to try and reclaim territory they lost?
No. I think that if it had been a real Mexican thing, it would have started and gone down Cesar Chavez as opposed to down Temple Street into Little Tokyo. And it should have gone up, if anything, up to Chinatown. But somehow it avoided Chinatown, went down to Little Tokyo, and didn't even go on the area that, you know, Cesar Chavez is named for, the Mexican agriculture.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Mary, and we're going to have to skedaddle here, but I appreciate your thought on this. Cesar Chavez hated illegals. As radical left as that guy was, he hated the illegals. Hang tight, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I don't know why I'm in a giddy mood. I had to get up at the crack of dawn. So Dalton Glasscock got into town. He runs Stearns Media Group, and you've heard Dalton before, seen him on Newsmax. He flew in, didn't get in, Dylan, until 1 o'clock this morning, and yours truly had to be up at 5 o'clock this morning to do some early morning book hits on Newsmax.
So you're saying you got a full night's rest.
I'm a little punchy right now. Just a smidge. But we had a great time on the morning shows and promoting the book. Of course, Dalton is in town. Ben Dieter's coming in. Caleb Park from Newsmax. The whole crew's getting back together again. We tried to get Grace Baker, but I think she's out there doing some competition with Merlot, the Dalmatian. But just about everybody's coming back for the big book launch party tomorrow. And here's the deal, guys. We want to make sure that you get an invitation. You are cordially invited. So if you are in the Memphis area, we would love for you to be a part of our big bash. It's tomorrow night, 5:30 at Germantown Baptist Church. And if you'd like information, go onto our social media pages and you can shoot me a direct message. But we just want you to wear patriotic attire, red, white, and blue. We're going to have some incredible food, music, and great fellowship. And you'll be able to purchase your very first copy of Star Spangled Blessings. Now, we do have a couple of more, and really, this is the last day we're going to be able to do this, but we do have a couple of more opportunities for you to win a VIP pass. So it's a free event. If you're welcome to come by, we have a special VIP thing we're doing, and we're going to take the first two callers, and Cassie, we're going to put them on the air. So if you want to get a pair of those VIP tickets, you need to be able to be here for it, though. So if you're listening to us in Portland, Maine, it may be difficult to get down here in time. That's a long drive. And I would just say wait until the book's in your local Barnes & Noble. But if you're going to be here in the area, we would love for you to be a part of our great night tomorrow night, 5:30. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And give us a call. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Clear Lake, Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Mike, I have to imagine you guys have really a front row view of what's been happening as far as this invasion goes.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff on social media, even in the local papers, about what's being planned for the No Kings Day, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, all the major cities. It's kind of like, you know, it's almost like we're watching what's headed our way, I guess is the best way to put it. But when I started seeing all the stuff on the news, anger is what went through the emotion that came to me. And every communist regime, and I have to, you know, the last caller you had, she hit the nail on the head. Every communist regime has come to power by using anarchy as one of their main tools. And that's what we have in, going on in this country now. You know, it's not, you know, protesting for people that are just seeking a better life. We're witnessing an attempt on the collapse of the country from within.
And Mike, isn't that how, if you remember Nikita Khrushchev, the old leader of the Soviet Union, if you remember, that's how he said that America would be killed. We would destroy ourselves from within.
Well, his quote was, "We will give you small doses of liberalism until one day you accept communism." He also said, "Give us two generations with God removed from your schools, and we will own you." Both quotes are coming to fruit right before our very eyes.
Well, it is, Mike, and yet again, this is why talk radio especially is so vitally important, so that we can talk about these issues and we can have very frank discussions about them. But I think you're right. We are at war right now. It may not be a declared war, but we are at war in this country, and we are in a in a world of hurt, and we have got to stand up. And that this is one of the reasons why I believe that God has blessed our nation. And by that, I mean that I believe that Donald Trump, I believe his reelection is a God thing. I think surviving two assassination attempts is a God thing. And I believe that we are being given, we the people, Mike, are being given a second chance to stand up and save the republic.
Oh, this is definitely a reprieve. But the problem is they're at war with us. We haven't come to the realization that we need to be at war with them.
Mike, it's a fair point you raise. We got to leave it there, my friend. Thank you, and thank you for listening to Patriot Talk 920. You know, you guys are blessed out there in Houston. You got a bunch of the corporate-owned radio stations, and then you've got Patriot Talk 920, where you're actually able to have a fun conversation, a freewheeling conversation on the radio, and we love our friends over there. 901-260-5926 is that telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Congressman Brian Mast exposing, this is just insane spending. Just in case you're wondering, you know, you work your butt off, you're putting in 40, 50 hours a week, you get your paycheck and you see all the taxes that are coming out, and you're like, geez, Alou, what is going on here? Well, Brian Mast has uncovered some outrageous spending that was done during the last administration. You ready for this, folks? $9.3 million to teach Russian doctors how to perform abortion and gender analysis. $45 million for free health care in Yemen and abortion activism in Swaziland. I want you to think about that, because you've got a lot of military veterans in this country up until President Trump took office, and they have been denied the best health care in the world. We didn't have the money, didn't have the resources. But by golly, we got $45 million for free health care in Yemen, and they want to kill us. $3.5 million to address harmful gender norms in Ghana. $3 million for circumcisions in Zambia. Really? There's that much of a need for circumcisions in Zambia, is there? $35 million for vasectomy messaging and gender dynamics in Ethiopia, and $833,000 to support transgender sex workers in Nepal. That's your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? All right, we've got to take a break again. If you would like VIP tickets, the first two callers, 901-260-5926, will be getting VIP tickets to our big book launch celebration tomorrow. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Oh, so the New York Slimes They're defending all of the illegals that have been marching around with the Mexican flags. And they're actually saying that this is all part of the culture. Don't read anything else into it. It's just part of the culture. And we should be celebrating the Mexican culture. And that's one of the reasons why that they're out there marching around with these Mexican flags. You know what I find interesting is that, year before last, Sam Alito, the Supreme Court Justice, Sam Alito was flying a flag from the Revolutionary War era, the Appeal to Heaven flag with the beautiful pine tree. And the New York Slimes erupted in rage, calling it a provocative flag. So that flag is provocative, but we're supposed to embrace the Mexican flag. That is the flag of an invading army. It is the flag of the illegals. I'm just telling you, folks, this is where things are right now. It is not a good time at all. By the way, these weekend protests, which are being funded by one of the heirs of Sam Walton from Walmart fame. Somebody sent this to me. I want to read this to you. Apparently, there's even one in Memphis, Tennessee. They're calling it the No Kings protest. And these are anti-Trump protest, clown the crown, impeach the tyrant. This is going to be in Memphis. I don't want to give out the location, but it's going to be, they're having them all over the nation. And I'm telling you right now, these are very well funded. And this is what the Justice Department needs to do, the FBI. They've got to investigate. They've got to find out who is funding all of this. Because whoever it is, they're committing treason against the United States of America. And that needs to be stopped. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Gavin Newsom yesterday gave a national address. And here's how desperate this guy is. He knows that he's in deep water here. He called up Hannity last night and begged Hannity to air his national address. So Newsom gets out there, and the first, I don't know, however many minutes, nobody could hear it. Somebody forgot to turn the guy's microphone on. You can't make it up. Brilliant. Anyway, here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, on Gavin Newsom, cut number 10.
To step in and stop that, I think gives the president certain cause to go in and protect the American people and make sure that the cities in California are safe and secure. And they're certainly not going to see that happen under Governor Gavin Newsom or under Mayor Bass. We've seen their failure already play out over the last couple of weeks. And now President Trump is going to take action, as he should, to bring safety, security, and order back to the state of California.
Yeah, look, Newsom didn't do his job. He should have called in the National Guard. And by the way, this is why they had to go in yesterday and declare a curfew. And I'm just puzzled here, because it was my understanding, according to Governor Newsom and Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, these were peaceful protests. People were just, they were arm in arm. It was like the season of love out there. People were singing songs. We are the world. We are the children. I mean, it was a beautiful moment, right? That's what they told us. So why do you need a curfew if things are peaceful? I'd like to buy the world a Coke. Yeah, somebody's snorting Coke out there. That's what's going on. So it got so bad, so bad. I mean, if you're, just think about this, if you're down to looting sushi bars, you're pretty hard up for stuff. I'm just telling you, nothing against sushi. I remember, by the way, this is a true story. When I was a reporter at Fox, I was embedded with Obama, and Obama, man, those people ate way too healthy. I don't know why, but they did. And they love sushi. Now, I had lived my entire life, and Up until that point, 38 years old, I had never seen the need to go into a sushi bar or be anywhere around raw fish. But anyway, one day we're on the plane. It was a long flight. We were heading over, I think, out to California. And they serve sushi for lunch. And I'm looking down at the tray. I mean, just raw fish. And so the flight attendant could tell, and by that time, we all sort of knew each other's names. And she goes, Todd, what's wrong? Is something matter? I said, yes. I said, somebody forgot to cook the fish. And she kind of laughed. She goes, oh, well, that's sushi. And I said, well, I said, do you have a little bit of batter? Do you have like a little frying pan, some oil? We can fry this up, and I'm sure it'll be delicious. Maybe throw in a couple of hush puppies. So anyway, it was Ann Compton from ABC News. She was my seat partner. And Ann said, Todd, you just got to be adventurous. You got to try it. You're going to like it. So I took one bite of this raw fish. And let me tell you something. It came out like a salmon swimming upriver. That was it for me. Can't do the sushi. All that to say, if you're out there looting and rioting and the only thing you've got left to loot is a sushi bar, you may as well just give up the city. I mean, in all honesty, geez a loo. Cut number three, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What is your reaction to Congresswoman Maxine Waters repeatedly saying that there has been no violence in the LA riots? And do you believe that Democrats are making a mistake by not talking about what's really going on?
Clearly, the Democrats are making a mistake by taking the wrong side here, and I'm just going to, in my southern gentlemanly way, say bless her heart to Maxine Waters. I don't even know how to comment on Maxine Waters anymore. It's madness. I'm going to be charitable and leave it right there.
Yeah, that's Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, I mean, when you're dropping a bless your heart, that's never a good thing. By the way, you folks in the Atlanta area, what is going on here? This area called Buford Highway. And I understand this is some sort of a mecca for the Hispanic community, but there was rioting over there yesterday. And for whatever reason, they were jumping on police cars. And it looks like they were trying to attack a fried chicken restaurant, a fried chicken chain. And I'm not quite sure why you would do that. I mean, what did the chicken joint do? According to local reports, widespread riots last night erupted in these are the cities, New York, Los Angeles, Dallas, San Francisco, Chicago, Philadelphia, and now Atlanta. Rioters jumped on cop cars, shattered windows. They threw explosive devices at officers. I will say this, God bless the police officers. They are restraining themselves. But it was quite the mess out there. Oh, this is kind of interesting. One of the Antifa dudes tried to throw a grenade from his car, and apparently it went off before he was able to throw it. So now you have a one-armed Antifa guy out there. The video is pretty horrifying, but just blew his fingers right off. They were like thick sausage fingers. They just went bloop, 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 bloop. There you go. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Liz Peek is going to be joining us from Fox News Channel. Also, the Attorney General of Florida is going to be here, as well as Congressman Van Orden coming up at the top of the hour. We'll also be taking your calls as well. Again, our telephone number here, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, head over to ToddStearns.com and to check out all of our great stories, including my column for the day, which is there's a little bit more than I've added onto our opening monologue, talking about what's really going on right now here in the United States of America. Also, want to encourage you to go and visit our friends at Patriot Talk, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. If you're looking for great cell phone coverage, and a company that is run by Christians and conservatives, you want to go check out patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. They have plans to fit any budget at all. Or you can give them a call as well, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use my name, Todd, and they're going to give you free activation. That's a pretty good deal right there. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, I think we can use some good news, ladies and gentlemen, and I have some good news from the from Chicagoland, the Windy City. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. An honor to have you with us today. So there was a guy who was on a major, and I do mean major crime spree in Humboldt Park. And the bad guy, 18 years old, he was armed with a gun and he was causing all sorts of mayhem. Investigators had determined that he had robbed two women and he had also attacked somebody else. The two women robbed at gunpoint, both victims, 27 years old. They told police they were outside when a car pulled up. A man got out of the car with a firearm, demanded their valuables. Then the 18-year-old, the teenager, then drove to another location and got out of his vehicle and tried to carjack a 36-year-old man. The 36-year-old got out of his car, pulled out his gun, and shot the robber multiple times in the chest and head. The bad guy is now dead. Well, that's your good news, by the way. Turns out that the 36-year-old that he tried to rob was a concealed carry holder and apparently was very well trained in how to operate his firearm. My apologies, the 36-year-old was actually unloading his vehicle, so that makes it even more interesting. So the guy still had the wherewithal to pull out his gun and aim small, miss small, and shot the bad guy multiple times in the chest and the head. He was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. Investigators confirmed the Toyota used by the dead robber was the same vehicle taken from the earlier victim. They also found personal property belonging to the two female robbery victims. Now, the good news here is this gentleman is not going to be charged, but when you rob two people and then you try to carjack a concealed carry holder, hey, that's on you. That's on you. Now, this is really a lesson for all of us, and especially those of us who live in danger zones, and Memphis, Tennessee, being the homicide capital of the nation. We've got Democrats here trying to disarm the population, the law-abiding population. We cannot allow that to happen because that gun may be the only thing between you and being able to go back home to your family. So anyway, well done, Mr. Law-Abiding Gun Owner, and again, you hate it when people do stupid things like this, but you know what? You mess around, you find out, as they say. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking with our good friend, Congressman Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin. He's going to step out of a committee meeting here momentarily. Also, tonight is the big congressional baseball game, and we're going to talk to one of the players on the baseball team a little bit later on in the show as well. Our good friend Jason Rantz from radio station KTTH in Seattle has this story. Now, imagine you're at high school graduation. It's already chaotic, right? Well, it turns out that a student called out their principal at the graduation ceremony. This is a terrific story over on the KTTH website, mynorthwest.com. The principal of the school got up in front of everybody and began speaking in Spanish. Now, this is high school graduation. This is not Mexico. This is freaking Seattle, Washington. This all happened at Pasco High School. The principal, Veronica Machado, she began the ceremony with remarks in Spanish lasting about 90 seconds. After that, students were called to the stage to accept their diplomas. Well, it was at that point the student registered his complaint over the Spanish language introduction. Good for you, young man. Other students also criticized the principal, many calling it disgusting. Oh, here we go now. The school district is now attacking the student who is upset. And what did the student say? It's America, speak English. That is a fair point, right? I mean, it is America. I mean, I know it's Seattle, but still, it is somewhat American there. The school district releasing a statement at the Seattle Times condemning the young man. We are disappointed and saddened that a Pasco High School student chose to disrupt the graduation ceremony by making a personal statement that does not reflect the values of our school district. Amanda Brown, a school board director, condemned the statement on Facebook as well. While every student is entitled to their voice and lived experience, what does that mean? I do not condone the manner or message in which this moment unfolded. I believe it is important to reaffirm that Pasco is a diverse and inclusive community, and our school should reflect and celebrate that diversity. Language is a powerful expression of identity, and the use of Spanish during the ceremony was a meaningful way to honor our bilingual students, families, and staff. Now, let me just say something here for just a moment. If you're telling me that you've got kids that have gone through the Pasco School District and they still don't know how to speak English, that is an abject failure, ladies and gentlemen. An abject failure. So again, the high school senior, this is what he said. This is America, should have started with English. Anybody got a problem with that? Anybody got a problem with the fact that you had a teenager, and it seemed to me he was the only kid with common sense in the entire room? I mean, if you're going to have, it's an American high school, right? I mean, it's not like this is not Mexico City. It's Seattle. It's bad enough when you call in for your local bank and you've got to get some information from your bank and you can't get a real human, but the very first words you hear are in Spanish. And look, I was a member of the Spanish club in seventh grade, so I know what uno, dos, and tres mean. So, but still, years ago, my bank, Bank of America, geez, hello, what a terrible bank. For years, they thought I was Spanish. They literally thought my name was pronounced Starnes. Buenos dias, Mr. Starnes. All of my statements came in Spanish. I told them, by the way, that I was going to have to, if they did not start sending me all of my documentation in English, I was going to take all of my pesos and move to Capital One. All right, we got to take a break here. I don't see a problem here. I mean, this kid's in trouble because he said, this is America, we should have started with English. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, Katy Perry has her pantyhose in a twist, ladies and gentlemen. The pop star. She says that the illegals are being hunted like criminals in their ancestral home. She's implying that the land known as California and Los Angeles belong to the illegals, saying that L.A. has lived under three flags, Spain, Mexico, and the United States. And she says the land belongs to them. Okay, well, just pack up and move out then, Katy Perry. Invite him to move into your lovely mansion. Want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very busy day up on Capitol Hill. Congressman Derek Van Orden joins us from the great state of Wisconsin. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, I am. Thank you very much. And I may get pulled into a meeting with about five generals and two admirals here in a second, so I'd like to talk as long as I can, but then I'm going to have to break out.
It's a great excuse, Congressman, so I understand. Here's the deal. When you see all these folks flying the Mexican flag on American soil, you've got people out there saying, well, you know, this used to be a Mexican territory. You do wonder, Congressman, okay, what is the end goal here? Are they trying to recolonize?
Hey, Todd, let me tell you something, man. If those are American citizens flying American flags and they're trying to take over a city, that's called an insurrection. If they are foreign nationals flying their flags trying to take over our land, that's called an invasion. So neither one of those are good options. And to have the governor of the state of California, the mayor of Los Angeles, several of my colleagues, Democrat colleagues in the House and the Senate, supporting an actual insurrection or an invasion of the country is not okay. And, the Democrat Party's gotten so far left that they're defending criminal, illegal aliens, including rapists and murderers, before American citizens. It's absolutely shameful.
Well, it is. And now we're watching these protests spread. There were massive problems in Atlanta, Seattle, New York City, I think Chicago, as well. And then this weekend, I think the whole nation is bracing for this No Kings protest. Congressman, at some point you have to wonder, who is responsible? Who's footing the bill for all of this?
Well, it needs to be looked into, and it needs to be looked into by the FBI. So if this is a concerted effort to take over American citizens, again, if this is a concerted effort by American citizens to take over cities and states, that is actually called an insurrection. And that is the purview of the federal government to look into. If these are foreign nationals that are trying to take over cities and states in the United States, that is an invasion, and that is the Department of Defense's purview. So this needs to be looked into by the FBI. If these people are coordinating criminal acts across state lines or even within a contiguous area, the RICO statute should apply to these people, and they need to go to prison or be deported, or go to prison, then be deported.
I know Speaker Mike Johnson just 52 seconds ago posted about the sanctuary state policies protecting the illegals. I understand Oversight Committee is going to be holding them accountable tomorrow. What needs to happen to these governors, these mayors that are, clearly disobeying the law here?
If they're breaking the law, then they must be held accountable. And one of the reasons people are so frustrated with Congress, and the reason I say the FBI needs to be doing this, Jamie's awesome. He runs that committee like a machine. But Congress has no enforcement authority. So when people say, oh, Congress, you investigate everything, nothing happens, that's because according to the Constitution, only Article 2, that's the executive branch, has enforcement authority. So if Jamie can use the Oversight Committee and the staff that they had, which they're a crackerjack staff, if they can work in conjunction with a federal law enforcement agency, which there is a distinct separation of powers, and they need to do so. And Todd, that knock on the door means the generals and admirals are coming in right now. So God bless you and your listeners, and I'd love to get back on another time.
Congressman, we'll work it all out, and you go. You've got more pressing things to do, and we certainly appreciate your time. Congressman Derek Van Orden from the great state of Wisconsin, and we certainly appreciate him taking a few minutes for us. Again, crazy day up on Capitol Hill. But I am curious, ladies and gentlemen, how far do we take this? Because the violence is going to continue, the rioting and the protests, and you're going to see thousands of people marching in the streets. That's just the way it's going to be. They're paying for a lot of these people are being paid, and they're being paid big money to protest. The whole point of this is directed at you, the conservatives out there. They want you to get so weary that you tell President Trump, Mr. President, let's just give them all amnesty. So the question here is, should they all go? Should we deport everybody who's illegal? Should we only deport the really bad guys and let the people picking cotton or whatever stay? Where should we go here with this? What do we do? I know Jasmine Crockett, Jasmine Crockett would want the cotton people to stay, right? The cotton pickers. I'm just saying. We'll pull that audio. We need to keep a Jasmine Crockett file ready. All that to say, where do you draw the line? For me, it's black and white, black and white. The issue is very simple. We have to send everybody back. And it's the only right thing to do. I think, Dylan, did I send you some CNN audio a little while back just about the CNN running some polling data? And it turns out that legal immigrants, the people who came here legally, they're all voting for Donald Trump. I think there's been a 40-point swing on that. And we'll get that audio for you, and we'll play that in just a little while. But the legal immigrants here are the only people that I'm concerned about. And they're the ones that are getting screwed by the illegals. And nobody cares. The Democrats, they just don't care. And you heard, I mean, Katy Perry speaks for many people, many in Hollywood, when they feel like, you know what, these illegals deserve our land. And I say, fine, Katy Perry, then you first. What a great story that would be. Katy Perry turning over the keys of her beautiful mansion to some illegal named Pedro from Guatemala. That would be a tearjerker of a story. It could even be a Lifetime movie. All right, here's CNN on the illegal immigrants.
So Donald Trump, the president, picking a fight on this. And to an extent, you see Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, a Democrat, and the California Governor Gavin Newsom pushing back. So what do voters see in terms of their perceptions of Republicans, the president, or Democrats, say Gavin Newsom, on this issue?
Yeah, the American electorate believe that the Democrats don't have a clue on the issue of immigration. I mean, you could just take it here. Closer to Trust More in Immigration, Democrats versus Republicans. Got three different polls for you across the board. They all tell the same story. Republicans lead on the issue of immigration. You see it here, CBS plus six. You see it here, CNN plus six. You see it here, Ipsos, even bigger, plus 19. No matter what poll you look at, no matter which way you cut it, the American public is with the Republicans. The American public is with Donald Trump, and to a much greater extent than they were in term number one. And it's not just on the broad issue of immigration. It's on the specifics as well, in which the American public is with Donald Trump and the Republicans. And that is why Donald Trump is eager to take on this fight and eager for those scenes out of Los Angeles.
Yeah, look, the American people, by and large, are on Trump's side here, which is why there will be a full court press to try and sway your opinion on this. And they're going to pull out all the stops. I still say we've got to send everybody back home, and we don't have to be mean and nasty about it unless, you know, we've got the killers and the perverts, and we can be mean and nasty to them. But we got to send everybody back home, and they can come here the legal way. It's really that simple. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you to head over and pre-order a copy of my brand new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings. You can get it in hardcover, Kindle, and audio version. And before you ask, I recorded the audio version of the book. So you're going to love it. Trust me on that one, folks. So head over to Amazon, wherever you get your books, and pre-order a copy of Star Spangled Blessings. Hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. When did summer happen? I walked out this morning, and it was like 90 degrees and humidity. Jeez, hello. Whew, mercy. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. And it's one of our favorites, Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. And Mark, I understand from Miss Cassie, she shared with me a little bit about what you're about to share. And I'm just so sorry to hear this news.
Thank you. She would have been 96 Sunday, but she's passed away this morning at 8:34, and she had contracted pneumonia. I always tell people, if you can afford, keep your people at home, because these nursing homes are cesspools. But she fought through the pandemic. She knew I talked to you. And I figured the best thing to keep my mind occupied is to listen to you this morning and do a little work, and it has been working. But she lived a good long life. You know, she loved politics, and she never got really into it until Trump ran 8 years ago, or whenever he first, in 2018, 2016. She just loved him, and then she got to see him get another term, which I was so thankful for.
And this is Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was hoping she would have been 96 this Sunday, but she was. I saw her on video cam when she had hospice, and she only was in hospice for 2 days, but she could see me and this other young lady that I know, and she could see us, and I got her to smile, and we had a good time, and it was a blast. But she knew I talked to you, and she knew my stance on politics, and she turned Republican when Trump ran, and so I figured I got to keep myself going, because if I don't, you know, I'll end up getting sick myself. But this keeps me going, and I just wanted to thank you for keeping my mind busy this morning.
Well, Mark, we're happy to do that, and I'm so sorry to hear this news, but it sounds like your mom was just a terrific lady and lived an incredibly long life as well. What a good life lived.
Yeah, her stories were incredible. She saw angels when she was younger. She was a blessing, and she just had nothing bad to say about anybody. Even in the nursing home, she was helping people and covering them up. And
what about the Democrats? Did she say anything bad about Democrats, Mark? I'm just curious.
I don't think she was covering them up, though, in there.
Okay, that's good.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're just kidding, folks.
Yeah, that's why I listen to you, because you keep me laughing through all this. And, you know, that's what's important, you know. You know, I got brothers flying in from California, my liberal brother coming in from California, and the other ones flying in. But I had an understanding with my mother that I wasn't going to go to see her. She knew where I stood with that, and she did the same thing with her mother. I just said, I want to remember you the way you are. So we had an understanding. I talked to her, and she was as quick as a whip right up until her last day.
Is that right?
Yeah, she was phenomenal. She was a smart woman. At 96 years old. I mean, I have another friend here in the Villages. He's going to be 96. He's a graduate of West Point, and used to fly the C-130s. And he's going to be 95 or 96 pretty soon. But I'm glad she lived the life she did, and the story she could tell was incredible. I mean, just to sit down and listen to people like this and hear their stories and how they lived through the Depression and everything else was incredible. So I had a good time with her. It was fun.
Well, Mark, I'm glad you called, and we're going to do our best for the rest of the show to keep you occupied. But we're going to be, I guarantee you, there are people all across the country that are going to be saying a prayer for you and your family as you go through the grieving process. And that's you need to take some time for that.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm trying to work through it, because I'm trying to work through it, and then maybe I'll hit the gym today just to kind of keep my – I cannot break down too much, because if I do, I get sick, and I just can't do that. So I'm trying to work through it, give myself a little bit of time through the day or two, and then I'll be able to handle it a little bit better. But I just wanted to thank you and your audience and everybody for just kind of keeping me laughing.
Well, we're going to do our best to do that, Mark, and you hang in there, and you give us a call. Keep us updated on what's going on down there at the Villages.
I will. God bless. She loved God, too, so I know where she's at, and I know she's safe, so that's what's important to me.
That's it. You're absolutely right. All right, Mark from the Villages, everybody, one of our regular guys, and I know that so many of you are going to want to offer a prayer and give him some encouragement. You know, that's tough when you lose a parent, and especially, I mean, she lived a great life. She was in her 90s. And as Mark said, she was there till the very end, and that's that's good. That's good. I just had the craziest time. It was 2005 when I had to have open heart surgery, and the very next year, my dad died just suddenly. He was like in his mid 60s, early 60s, And then the following year, 2007, my mom passed, and she was had just, I think she was 61 years old when she passed. And it was tough. It was like boom, boom, boom. And you just wonder, okay, God, what's coming next? But I can tell you, through those experiences, one of the things that just really blessed my heart, it's that it was the radio and just that sense of community that you got from the radio. You don't get that in any other genre of broadcasting, but you do get it in radio. And I know a lot of guys that are doing national shows, and they criticize, not really criticize me, they poke at me. And they say, Starnes, why do you take all these calls? Nobody wants to hear callers. And I'm like, I do. I love it. You know, our radio show is kind of like, I don't know, Mayberry. You know, where people can, we have a big front porch and we pull up the rocking chairs and we hang out together. We have great conversations. We share laughs. And over the course of these past couple of years, we've shared heartache, you know, people getting sick on us and people losing loved ones. And the fact that you want to call in and you want to talk about it, that means something to me. That blesses my heart because that's what this is all about. Let's go to Don in Fairplay, South Carolina, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to wish Mark our regards and sympathy. We're with him.
Don, that's incredibly kind of you, and I know that's going to mean so much to Mark from the Villages. We always say, you know, it's funny, Steve, people always ask me, why do you always say America's friendliest hometown? Well, Don, if you remember the Villages commercials from years ago, that was the slogan, yeah. America's friendliest hometown.
Yeah, that was the ultimate goal for a lot of seniors. They ended up at the Villages resting, and that was a beautiful place. It must be nice.
Let me say this. I've been down there, Don. I actually had a book signing at the Barnes & Noble there at the Villages. Those people, they don't drive cars. Everybody drives these souped-up golf carts. And, Don, they will run you over. Oh. Those are not very kind. Some of those are not very kind senior citizens.
Yeah, we have that where I live in Fairplay. We have people that ride around within the community with those golf carts. I never got one, but they'll run you over at night.
Boy, they should. Look, let me tell you something. I went to, I was giving a speech at over in Anaheim, California, and the speech was at the Disneyland, the Grand Californian, and which is right there next to Disneyland. And they said, hey, you know, we'll give you some passes. You can go and walk around Disneyland. Don, I can't tell you, I was nearly run over by these people on the motorized scooters. And I'm like, why in the world are these people even here? They can't even get out of their scooters. How are they going to enjoy the rides? But it's, you know, you put somebody behind those scooters or those golf carts, and you're putting your life in your hands.
That's exactly the way it is here. The seniors are riding around, you know, like 45 miles an hour, and every once in a while, they come out of the compound and ride on the shoulder of the road and go to the convenience store. I'm like, what are you kidding me?
That's great. You know what? I feel bad now. Mark from the Villages may be one of those guys. He may be riding around
one of those guys, yeah. Sneaking down to the Shell station convenience store.
That's it. Oh, my gosh. Well, Don, thank you for calling in. And I know that Mark, we're going to do our best to try to make Mark laugh today, but we appreciate you calling in, and that means a lot. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Patty in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. By the way, folks, on WSIC, they're working through some tech issues. So if you're hearing music or something like that on your AM signal, they just asked me to pass that along. But we love all of our great listeners. They're getting that fixed. Should be up and running here in no time at all. Patty, how are you today? What's going on?
Well, Todd, I was telling Cassie yesterday was my 6 weeks of chemo and radiation. Yesterday was my last day.
Patty, I don't know if you can hear our studio audience. They're applauding.
Yeah. I hope you're all MAGA people.
We even have some Democrats that are applauding you, Patty. No, that's exciting news.
I don't think the Democrats don't want nothing to do with me.
Patty, I am so happy to hear this news. Congratulations.
Right. Listen, I had to call because of these raw attacks. Listen, you know what I'm having right now, and I hope I want to make people laugh because what's getting me through this whole thing? It's a sense of humor, and I think the Lord is doing that. I think God is helping me.
Is that right? How so?
Well, I believe, something feels different. I mean, I am 65 now. But my whole life, I always was like, I grew up Catholic, one of them. I would joke. But you know what? Lately, it's been different. I don't know. It's a different aura. I don't know. Am I making sense?
No, I think you are making sense. I know what you're saying.
But I feel different. And I'm glad. I mean, because somebody's helping me. And it's got to be the only one person. And that's the Lord. And I really believe that. I'm not turning to like some... I'm not going to be knocking on somebody's door, okay? I'm not.
So you're not going to go Mormon on us or anything?
No, I'm not. No, okay. No. I'm not driving a bicycle or, I ain't doing that. I'm not putting no dress on or anything.
No, you're
doing that.
But Patty, I think I know what you're talking about. I went through the same thing in 2005 when I had the open heart surgery. I went and thought I had bronchitis. The next thing you know, I'm on life support. And when you go through some sort of, a big moment like that and you come out on the other side, I think you just think about things differently. And for me, it was just trying to, squeeze life out of every single day. I mean, Dalton always tells me I got to start taking it easy, but I just can't. I want to live every single day to its fullest.
You have to, I appreciate now everything. Like at one time, I was like, I was just like, I don't know. I did things I should have been doing. I mean, and then all of a sudden you get hit with this, you get hit with the cancer thing and you're going through this and every cancer thing I went to, I wore my MAGA hat. I didn't care if I bothered them. I don't care if there was Maxine Water sitting across from me. I didn't care.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way, Patty. I mean, after you've survived open heart surgery, I just don't really give a rip. I don't care what you think.
I don't care. You know what? But I did want to bring up that just one thing real quick. I want to bring up that the riots. Okay, I'm telling you, Todd, I understand peaceful is not throwing bricks at policemen. That's not peaceful.
No, well, here's the thing, but you have to go back and listen to what they were saying, Patty, because when you hear Maxine Waters and the others, they're saying, well, nobody got shot. So in their minds, it's okay to burn down buildings. It's okay to attack police officers. It's okay to shut down traffic.
And you know what about her? I love when the guy slammed the door in her face. What is it, ice guy? She was trying to get into the door and he slammed it in her face. I mean, I think somebody should pick her up and bring her to the pound.
Yeah, I like that idea, Patty. I like that idea. You guys are going to have the protesters in your town on Saturday.
What? Where?
In Statesville. The big No King anti-Trump rally. They're coming to Statesville.
Okay, I'm going to get on that one real quick. My daughter works for Mooresville. I'm going to tell you something about the No King thing with the heiress from Walmart. Hey, listen, heiress, go look about her. You know how many DUIs that woman had? And let me tell you something, another one about her. She is, if it wasn't for Trump supporters, she wouldn't be making money.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's a fair point.
You know what? Deplorable. Remember what Hillary said about Walmart? We were Walmart, What did Hillary say about Walmart people?
Mm-hmm. Smelly. We're smelly Walmart people.
Right. who voted? All that people that shop in those places. My daughter works there. My daughter's a manager there. My daughter, I can't say much because I don't want her to lose her job. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you something. Even my daughter says, "Mom, if it wasn't for like Trump supporters, we wouldn't have nobody in the store." So she could thank Trump supporters.
That's it, Patty. I hate to do this, but we got a skedaddle. It is always good hearing from you, and I'm glad you got the great report. Congratulations.
Thank you, Todd. I love you, and I love you guys, and I'll get back to you. Okay?
All right.
You have a great day.
Thanks, Patty. All right, take care now. Got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer. It's interesting. There is a sheriff in Broward County who says he will not comply with President Trump or ICE agents. There's a big controversy brewing down there, so we'll check in with the Florida Attorney General to get the very latest there. Also, an interesting statement from Charlie Kirk that's causing a bit of controversy. Charlie says it's time to ban third world immigration, legal or illegal. We've reached our limit. We have a huge cultural, educational, housing, financial, and essential services problem to fix now because of it. We need a net zero immigration moratorium with a ban on all third worlders. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Should we have an all-out ban on immigrants from third world countries, legal or illegal? Curious to hear your thoughts on that. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be taking your calls on that coming up after the break here. All right, folks, again, ToddStearns.com. So a couple of things I want you to do there. You can download our free podcast. You can also sign up for our free newsletter. It comes out every morning, and I would love for you to get those free resources courtesy of the Todd Stearns Show. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a little interesting. The Elon Musk is having a change of heart. And Elon has extended an olive branch to President Trump. He has now expressed regret for, you know, calling the president a pedophile who was on the Jeffrey Epstein list. You can't, you know, I appreciate you doing that, Elon, but I'm afraid that ship has already sailed. I just don't see where they're going to be kissing and making up here. But it's really interesting, and there's been so much chaos going on. I forgot all about this, to be honest with you. Have you noticed how quickly Elon just faded away? It's just, it just boom, poof, he's gone. But what I found very interesting, and again, I had to think about this morning as I was getting ready for the show, is that Donald Trump and how he has handled this. Donald Trump has really done a nice job. He's been very calm, cool, collected. He's just let Elon get out there and do whatever Elon's going to do. Trump was on a podcast interview with Miranda Devine, And Trump said, this came out earlier today. Trump says, look, I got no hard feelings. I was really surprised that it happened. He went after a bill that's phenomenal. He just, I think, feels very badly that he said that, actually. And Musk does. Musk is regretting a lot of the stuff he said. And I don't know if he said it just out of the... Again, you're a grown adult, and the guy's the richest man in, you know, in the world. But he's just, you know, he lost it. And maybe, just maybe, things can be repaired. I don't know that they will be. Trump said that he was disappointed in Elon, but said things like this happen and that he is open to mending fences. He says, I guess I could. We have to straighten out the country. My sole function now is getting this country back to a level higher than it's ever been, and I think we can do that. So anyway, we'll see how all this plays out, but Trump is certainly conciliatory. Elon said, and he'd posted this earlier on X, I regret some of my posts about President Trump last week. They went too far. Which ones? Which ones went too far, Elon? Trump said, I haven't thought too much about him in the last little while, but the bill is so good. Trump's like, who? Elon who? Never heard of the guy. Oh, Elon. Yeah, they got the car you got to plug into the side of the wall. And yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that guy. All that to say, and I suspected this was going to happen, is that Elon is important because of Donald Trump, not the other way around. And Elon just sort of lost sight of all of that. And I think that's easy to do. You know, when you're the richest guy in the world, you got everybody wanting your attention. You're the man. But in this relationship, Donald Trump is the man. Oh, by the way, yesterday at Fort Bragg, this all happened during my Newsmax show. And Trump was giving a speech down there, the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army, and the president was at Fort Bragg. They do the YMCA song at the end, and it was, I have never heard a crowd respond like that. You had men and women in uniform, and they were doing the YMCA dance with the commander-in-chief. It was unbelievable, and they were just roaring. It wasn't just like, bravo. It was like, no, they love you. We love you, Trump. People were literally, the soldiers were shouting, we love you, Donald. And he was like, I love you back. And it was a beautiful thing. Trump having the time of his life out there. You did not see that with Joe Biden, and you certainly didn't see it with Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, whenever Obama would address the troops, they would just sit there in stone cold silence. But what I saw in this crowd, it was just remarkable. These young men and young women, but predominantly young men, who adore this man. And you look out over the crowd and you see young men and women who would willingly stand up and put their lives on the line for this man. There is a bond there. And here you have a commander-in-chief who understands his job, who understands his role, who understands the military and the purpose of the military. And the purpose of the military, by the way, is not to become some sort of a social engineering petri dish, but it is to fight wars, to break things and kill the enemy. That is the purpose of the United States military. And under Republican leadership, they have done incredibly well at that job. And Donald Trump is also one of these guys who understands we don't need to be out there fighting every single war that comes along. And I believe the young men and women in uniform greatly appreciate that as well. There needs to be a reason that we're out there fighting wars. And by the way, lining the pockets of these fat cats in Washington, D.C. is not a good enough reason to be fighting a war. I'm just saying. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. And let me stop here. Tomorrow, a huge, huge day for us, our big book launch party in Memphis, and we would love for you to be a part of it. You can join us in person 5:30 at Germantown Baptist Church. It's going to be a lot of fun if you're in the Memphis area. And we're going to give you an opportunity to win a pair of VIP tickets to our big event. If you would like to try to win those tickets, you have to be caller number 2-901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Updates for you on the numbers, by the way. Since June 6th, there have been 330 illegal aliens that have been arrested as part of these riots in Los Angeles. 113 of those illegal aliens had prior criminal convictions. And overall, and this includes arrests of American citizens, there's been 157 people arrested for assault and obstruction-related charges, including the attempted murder of a police officer with a Molotov cocktail. So who is funding these illegal aliens who are coming in with this very professional riot gear? It's a question everyone in this room who cares about truth should be asking. And we encourage your help in trying to get to the bottom of that question.
Well, I would certainly like to think that the Justice Department is on top of this as well. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us. That was Caroline Leavitt just a little while ago from the White House press briefing room. Well, big doings tonight in Washington, D.C., the annual congressional baseball game. And we've got one of the team members, one of the guys that's going to be suiting up tonight, Congressman Marlon Stutzman from the great state of Indiana. Congressman, good to have you with us. I hope we're not, like, interrupting any game prep.
You know, I need to start stretching. The game's at 7, so at 2:30 here, I'm going to start stretching to make sure I don't hurt myself.
No, you got to do that. You got to limber up there. You got to have the Gatorade and some sunflower seeds. You got to do some spitting while you're out there, Congressman.
Yes, you know, that's the great part about baseball. You know, we play ball, but it's all the other stuff that goes along with it, the sunflower seeds and, of course, the you know, jawing back and forth, and, you know, we're planning on beating the Democrats pretty good tonight.
Well, I would expect nothing less, Congressman. Let me ask you, what position are you playing?
So I can play quite a few positions, but I'm going to end up starting in right field tonight. So we had a couple of injuries, you know, and so you just always have to be ready for anything, and Coach Williams puts me down as a utility player, so I've played catcher before, third base, but I'm starting out in right field tonight, and you know, just looking forward to helping support the team and make sure we can even go for a shutout. And a shutout would be a great thing if we shut out the Democrats.
I like that. So far right field, Congressman, far right.
I know. I asked to be in right rather than left. So there's a senator in left field, so we'll leave it at that.
All right, we'll leave it there. So do we have any ringers? Do we have any ringers in the bunch?
You know what? There's some good ball players on the team. You know, Greg Stubbe, he's got a good bat, and Senator Eric Schmidt is a big bat as well, and then Jake Elzey from Texas, August Pfluger. So we've got a solid team, but we were out scouting the Democrats this morning, watching from the sidelines, and we need to be ready because they got some pretty good hitters as well. But I think with our pitching, with our defense and our offense, we're solid, but we're not going to take anything for granted. Kind of like Lou Holtz's coaching, you know, these guys are good ball players on the other side, so we got to bring our A game.
Congressman, aside from baseball, there is a lot going on Capitol Hill today, and really these riots that are happening all over the country. You just heard Caroline Leavitt from the White House, and she was laying out, we're talking about very dangerous people that ICE is rounding up, and these are the people that Gavin Newsom and the Democrats are defending.
It's crazy to me. In fact, you know, Maxine Waters made her appearance out in Los Angeles on Monday before coming back to D.C. to double down and defend these criminals. I mean, this is what it is. It's criminal. You know, there's nothing wrong if you want to go out and peacefully protest, you know, carry a sign, you know, make your case. But as soon as you cross the line of throwing a water bottle, of throwing any sort of item that could hurt any individual, if you're going to even push back and start punching a police officer, we just should not put up with it. I'm glad President Trump is sending the National Guard, sending Marines. Of course, they're trying to, say that President Trump is instigating more violence by sending the Marines. And why would you say that they're instigating more violence? Is that, the other side should say, oh, you know what, we're not going to go become troublemakers. But to me, it appears that they're sending more troublemakers in. And this is part of why, this open border for the last 4 years under the Biden administration is dangerous for our country, because we don't know who's here. And I think it's going to be really interesting as they make arrests and start rounding up some of these violent demonstrators and find out what their backgrounds are, who they really are. Because I think the left is, we know the left is funding these people. They've done it in the past. And this is their mode of operation. And the American people should not put up with it.
No, they should not. And again, when you go back and when you look at the timeline, it was very clear that the rioting started long before President Trump called out the National Guard, and the president was just simply trying to prevent another Minneapolis from happening, Congressman.
Yeah, and that's what is shameful, in the sense that here you have California, the largest state in the union. They've got state police. They've got LAPD, but they don't have leadership. They don't have a mayor that's willing to squelch out the violence immediately. They don't have a governor who's willing to stand up. And here's the question that I have, Todd, is if you let them go, which they did, that the California government let them go, who's going to pay for the destruction? Who's going to pay for the damage? I hope Californians who are listening, just say, look, we are fed up with them, the left, letting violence come into our neighborhoods, into our communities, and destroying small businesses, stealing from small businesses, and hurting people's opportunities and livelihoods that they have. And who's going to pay for it? Insurance didn't have to pay for it if the government basically allowed for these things to happen just by negligence.
Congressman, one of the things I really respect and appreciate about you, you are a fiscal hawk. And I'm excited about this legislation, this really accountability that you're trying to enforce on Capitol Hill when it comes to the congressional emergency spending, which is basically a free-for-all.
It is. And, we actually had a really good meeting this morning on financial services. It was just, a casual conversation with some former federal bank officials. And this actually came up. These were all conservative-leaning voices that, got to share with us some of the behind-the-scenes experiences that they've had over time. And one of the things they brought up is how, even during these emergency spending situations and scenarios, that the federal government always spends more than what they need to. And also, somehow, it just goes to our debt and our deficits. And so this bill that I filed is called the Emergency Spending Accountability Act. If you remember, there's an old saying by Rahm Emanuel that you never let a good crisis go to waste. And you know what? On the left, they take advantage of it. Whether it's COVID, whether it's natural disasters, I think all Americans want the federal government to be there to help in an emergency. But there's not even a rainy day fund. We should be setting aside funds to help in those scenarios rather than just simply adding it to the credit card and expecting the American people to pay for it. Of the $27 trillion of publicly held debt, over $12 trillion of it is from emergency spending. And it just shows that, when you're in an emergency, you do things that you wouldn't normally do under normal circumstances. And the federal government has run us into debt in these situations. And this is a bill to stop it and make the federal government pay that emergency spending 20% over 5 years until it's paid back. And I think it's just common sense legislation.
Well, it is. And that's just an insane amount of money, $12 trillion since the 1990s. Just unbelievable. Congressman, before we let you go, I am curious about where we are with the codification of a lot of these cuts. A lot of people waiting to have Congress defund things like Planned Parenthood and PBS and NPR. Where are we at in that process?
Yeah, so the cuts to Planned Parenthood is in the big, beautiful bill, as I lovingly call it, OB3. And then the rescission package that we're voting on this week, that has the cut to USAID, which is $8.3 billion on an annual basis. And then also NPR and PBS is also eliminated as well. And as I tell, you know, my constituents, in today's society, we don't need government to have a radio station or a TV station. The private sector is strong and healthy in that area. And plus, you know, when you don't agree on what the content should be, this is an easy one. So that actually should pass the House this week and then go to the Senate. And I just saw that Senator Cruz said that, you know, negotiations are ongoing on the big, beautiful bill. It may not get to the president's desk by July 4th, but soon after. And so it's moving, and I hope it just only gets stronger as time goes on, that people realize how dire things really are at the federal government level with our debt and deficit.
Well said. All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good luck tonight, and hope you guys clean their clocks.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you this afternoon.
All right. Congressman Marlon Stutzman, everybody, from the great state of Indiana. He'll be playing right field in tonight's game. I think, do they normally broadcast that? I think I'm on C-SPAN. So we'll be able to. You know, Dylan, I forgot you were a baseball guy. We should have had you give some pointers to
the Congressman. It's been so long. I pitched, though, so I was that's the position I enjoyed the most.
Did you see the crazy throw that during warmups where the catcher like nearly knocked the poor pitcher out, hit him on the head with the ball?
That's always a dangerous thing if you're a pitcher too. You're trained to duck when the catcher throws someone out at second.
So. Did not see that happen. Yeah, he didn't see it coming.
No.
Didn't see it coming. All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. We have a jam-packed show tonight. Sheriff Chad Bianco from Riverside, California, is going to be with us on the Newsmax show. Congressman Zach Nunn is going to be with us. And we're also going to be talking to the Deputy Director of ICE. You're going to want to watch our show tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern. By the way, Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. Millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in the country. Get this, 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Finnerty. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump, he's one of our viewers as well. Get the free Newsmax app and also check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Well, a crazy story out of the state of Florida. A Broward County Sheriff, Gregory Tony, is pretty fired up and is not a big fan of President Trump or the deportation efforts. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to the Attorney General of the great state of Florida, James Utmeyer. Mr. Attorney General, always great to have you with us.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
And tell me about this sheriff here in Broward County.
Well, Sheriff Tony, you know, he issued some statements saying he did not believe enforcing against illegal immigration was a priority and he would not be supporting ICE efforts. Unfortunately for him, that contradicts the obligations that he has under Florida law. We passed a robust immigration state legislation back in February. And that legislation requires all state and local officials, including city mayors, sheriffs, police chiefs, everyone must use best efforts to support the state's cooperation with ICE and Homeland Security. So I sent a letter to him putting him on notice under Florida law We could take civil legal action against him. He also could be suspended and removed from office. Thankfully, within 24 hours, he retracted his comments and recommitted to working with us to help ICE. And we've confirmed with his boots on the ground guys that they are indeed being cooperative. So we'll keep an eye on him, and whether it's him or any other state official, local official in the state, we will hold them accountable. We will be supporting the Trump administration with their detentions and deportations.
Well, I'm glad the sheriff came to his senses here, and I have to imagine that there are going to be others. If there are others, they will know better based on the messaging that you sent to Broward County.
That's right. Yeah, where everybody's reared their head. We had a mayor of Orlando, Jacksonville City Council, Fort Myers Council, where they have indicated they don't want to be cooperative. We've put them on notice, and thankfully everybody has quickly done an about face and followed the law. We're a rule of law state, and we're going to hold people accountable that don't want to do their jobs. So yes, we put the state on notice. We are going to do what the voters, elected the president to do in November. We are going to enforce against illegal immigration. And if you don't want to do it, you can find a new job.
It's a pretty straightforward thing, Mr. Attorney General. I am curious, though, about these weekend protests. You guys have not had the violence that we have seen in so many of these other cities. Why is that?
Well, 5-6 years ago, when some of these protests and attacks on law enforcement were sweeping the country, Governor DeSantis led an effort to pass the anti-rioting bill in the state. Rioting here is a crime. You cannot do it. If you want to throw rocks or objects at vehicles, if you want to stand in roadways and interfere with traffic, if you want to light things on fire in public or, attack businesses, we will arrest you. You will do time. There are elevated penalties for this type of dangerous behavior, and we don't tolerate it. So where people have talked about dangerous demonstrations, we've had law enforcement, state law enforcement on high alert, and we will be ready. If you want to do the crime, you'll do the time here in Florida.
Well, it's amazing how that works, isn't it? You have a strong message. Everybody knows the rules, and if you break the rules, well, you're going to pay the price.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's important to remember, what you're seeing in California and some of these other blue states. It's not like Joe Schmo sitting at home decided, I feel so strongly about this, I'm going to go out and let my voice be heard. You have far left, deep pocket groups spending a lot of money to mobilize crowds and create this violent disruption. A lot of George Soros related groups, a lot of social Marxist efforts are at play here. This is not just people that want to go out and exercise First Amendment rights. This is people that are coordinated and funded that want to be destructive.
Well, we're excited about, again, enforcing law and order in the state of Florida. That's what it's all about. And Mr. Attorney General, if only others would follow your lead.
We're willing to work with others, and we're sending a message. We want ICE agents. We want federal authorities here. We're going to protect you. We're not going to let people come out trying to harm you or reveal personal information, go after your families. We believe in law and order. It's why we got the number one state economy. It's why we're the number one destination for a lot of moving families. And as a result, we've seen Republican voting registration soar, and we're now up over 1.3, almost 1.4 million in an advantage. So we're a deep red state, and we will enshrine rule of law for the next generation.
All right. Well, Mr. Attorney General, we're going to let you get back at it. But again, congratulations. We appreciate all of the great work you're doing to keep the good people of Florida safe.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Hope to talk soon.
All right. There you go, folks. The Attorney General. I like this guy. He is tough on crime, doesn't mess around. And when you have the sheriff in Broward County say, well, I'm not gonna work with ICE. Well, the Attorney General said, oh, yes, you are. And if you don't, we're going to have some problems. Good for you, sir. All right. Real quick, before we go to a break, let's go to the phone lines. Jackson, Tennessee, our great affiliate, WTJS, Norma. Hi, Norma. What's on your mind?
I'll try to make this fast. I like that guy, too.
I agree. Well, I called my station here yesterday and I said the same thing you did about an invasion and getting rid of these people, because in my mind, when you have young Hispanic people that were murdered coming back from Afghanistan, those 13, they signed up, they were legal, they fought for this country, and to me, that's fitting right in their face. Those are good Spanish people and Hispanic. And then you got these idiots running around here with flags, so send them back. That's all I have to say about that.
Norma, I think that, again, it's a great observation, and you're right. I mean, I remember when years ago we had an affiliate in San Antonio, and the folks there, well, most of our listeners Hispanic, and they would call in and they were just so enraged over the illegals coming across the border because they were taking jobs away from law-abiding American citizens and people who had come here legally. And nobody ever wants to talk about that. You know, the Democrats, they don't care about the people that do want to come here legally. They don't care about the people who are putting it all on the line to come here. All they care about are these bodies coming across the border because they know they can control them and they can use them to boost up those census numbers for the congressional districts.
They will lie, cheat, and murder for their party. It's simple as that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. All right, Norma, thank you for that. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Wow. I'm telling you, it's true, though. When you look at these Republican-controlled cities, they're not having the problems that a lot of these other cities are, the ones that are run by Democrats. So, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The NFL... You know, they're really trying hard to celebrate Gay Pride Month. Of course, the NFL putting out the video declaring that football is gay, lesbian, and queer. Oh, and transgender, too. And causing all sorts of controversy. Not everybody, though, is on board. You know, a lot of the teams have decided, yeah, you know what, we're just going to stick with playing football. There's no, but the NFL store, they have a shop. And the NFL store is selling gay pride merch out the wazoo. Probably should have rephrased that. But they're selling it, all sorts of stuff. Over 500 pride items that you can purchase over at the NFL shop. Reading this from OutKick, the NFL proud of its gay pride advocacy. It provides financial support and collaboration with a host of different organizations that serve the LGBTQIA plus community. Part of the NFL's Gay Pride outreach includes having its teams recognize Gay Pride Month, which is in June, for swaths of the population. There are five teams that are not celebrating Gay Pride. I will share those with you. Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, the Tennessee Titans, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Dallas Cowboys. Those teams have instead celebrated other organizations and events this month. The Tennessee Titans, by the way, are celebrating the U.S. Marines this month. The Cowboys are celebrating the birth of Dak Prescott's second child, a baby girl named Aurora. And the Bengals are celebrating National Yo-Yo Day. I love yo-yos. Man, I haven't seen a yo-yo in forever. How about that? But still, even though those teams are not celebrating Gay Pride, if you go to the store, you're going to be able to buy a Tennessee Titans Gay Pride t-shirt with the team logo emblazoned in rainbow colors, $34.99. There's also a Gay Pride beach towel, $31.99. The Kansas City Chiefs, and this is interesting because the Hunt family, they own the Kansas City Chiefs, and they are devout evangelical believers. Very, very devout group. But the NFL is actually selling gay Kansas City Chiefs stuff as well. There is a Chiefs Pride logo and also a Chiefs Pride bag that they're selling. And again, Outkick.com, they've got to all the, oh, sweet Lord Almighty, shouldn't have seen that photo. But they've got a lot of photos. I guess one of the teams is selling a gay pride thong. Interesting. You would think that would lead to chafing. But what do I know? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, our good friend Mike Lindell, man, he is fighting tooth and nail and trying to right a lot of wrongs at the ballot box. And the guy is just a fierce supporter of Donald Trump. And we love Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell loves us. And he's got a passion. And his passion is to help you get the best sleep of your life, which is why I own, like, I don't know, 72 MyPillows. I have a lot of them. I sleep with at least 4 MyPillows. I love them. And Mike wants to help you get the best sleep of your life as well. And it's not just pillows, but also these incredible Giza Dream bed sheets. And Mike is offering an incredible deal just for us and our great listeners. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can get a queen, king, split king, cow king, any size, any color, just $49.98. And you got to order now because when these are gone, they are gone. Also, for a limited time, when your order is over $100, well, Mike is going to send you $100 in free digital gifts. It is a really great deal. I want you to write down the telephone number. Give them a call right away. 1-800-839-8506. Again, that number, 1-800-839-8506. Be sure to use promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use my promo code STARNS and you're going to get these incredible deals again. I want to give the number out one more time, 1-800-839-8506 for those great deals offered by our good friend Mike Lindell. Well, you know, we've been telling you that a lot of Black Americans have switched parties, and they switched parties because of the issue involving illegal immigration. So there's a guy doing a podcast, and Dylan, if we can play that audio, this guy is explaining what's really going on in America right now in the political world.
When you think about open borders and illegal immigrants crossing the borders, ultimately, you're alluding to it having a detrimental effect on the Black community. Is that your way of saying that you felt the left did that to us, that they just disregarded Black folks?
Stephen A., they've been giving us the middle finger since I can remember. All the way back from the Ku Klux Klan. They have never supported Black people whatsoever. They hoodwinked us into getting us on food stamps and getting us with government assistance, having us to abandon our own success. We had our own bus line. We had our own schools. We had all this stuff. They tricked us into believing that the white man was the cure to our own issues.
Okay.
They tricked us. And then now look at us, Stephen A. They don't have to bid for our vote. They got our vote hook, line, and sinker.
Well, that
so they're
part.
Never going to do nothing for us. And when you look at it, they have just secured our vote. And they don't have to do nothing for us. And this is what we've created, Stephen A. Mm-hmm. We've created an environment where we don't benefit from none of it because the Democrats don't have to work because they know they already got us. The Republicans don't need to work because they can win without us.
I've been saying that.
Black women voted at 90-some% for Democrats. Stephen A., Donald Trump won in a landslide. You give it 2 more election cycles. Illegal aliens and Hispanics are going to be the majority minority. Therefore, Black people can vote 100%. For Democrats, and they're not going to have any leverage in the political environment. And I'll tell you this, the Democrats, look at their platform. They want women to have abortions. They don't support a marriage. They don't support God and things the way the Republicans do. What does that do to the inner city Black communities or Black communities in general? We're not getting married. Baby daddy, baby mama drama out of control. We have an abortion more than anybody else. Obesity is out of control in the Black community, which is one of the biggest plagues in the Black community and the leading cause of death, which is hypertension and heart disease. What has the Democrats done about it? Nothing. The Republicans with RFK is saying we need to make sure we have better foods. We need to make sure the SNAP program on prioritizing soda to our young people, which a lot of black people are on a SNAP program. That's the difference in policy positions.
So there you have it, and laid it all out, and it's true. You know, when you look at Memphis, Tennessee, back in the 1920s and 30s, you had a thriving black community. The very first millionaire in the southern states was actually in Memphis. The black business community was off the charts. You had very successful black leaders that were heading up the Republican Party in Memphis, Tennessee. So, yeah, there's a lot to that, and I completely get it. And that's why the Democrats are freaking out right now, because they don't want anybody leaving their plantation. And that's exactly what the Democrat Party is. As a matter of fact, Lyndon Johnson, President Lyndon Johnson, created all of these welfare programs with the specific intent to keep minorities on the Democrat Party plantation. Those days are over now. People are waking up and they're understanding what's really going on here. And it is incumbent upon the Republican Party to stand up and say, you know what, guys? We've got to broaden our tent here. And we've got to reach out. And we've got to save America. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. All right, everybody, it's been a great day. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, The Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. Looking forward to seeing you on the TV later tonight. Get out there and be good, America.